Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Now, growing up on the coast, I'm fortunate to spend a lot of time in the ocean. And some of you may have heard of the phrase rip current. And what that basically is a narrow outflow away from shore, kind of splits the break, the incoming break. You know, surfers ride it out so they can get past the waves and come back in faster, that type of thing. And they move quick, like 3 meters a second going out. So you're going pretty fucking fast. I'm telling you this so there's some context for a story. On my honeymoon, 30 years ago, we're in Kauai, my wife and I, and we're hanging out swimming in the bay in front of the hotel there. And for context, you know, Kate grew up on the water, basically. Great swimmer. I was a competitive swimmer my whole life. So we're both pretty competent and confident. And we're hanging out there, and suddenly we get caught in a rip current. And before we know it, we're probably, 200 yards offshore, which is no big deal. You know, we kind of felt it happening, kind of laughed and rode the current because it was a beautiful day. We were on our honeymoon. We had absolutely nothing on our schedule but floating around in the ocean. So we're like, let's do it. So we're out there, and then the swell really picks up and some big waves start coming in. The tide's changing and things start going a little bit sideways, and kind of like three states of thought went through my head that day. You know, the first was just like, hey, we're all right. You know, it's kind of uncomfortable. We're a little bit far offshore, you know, in the Pacific. Who the fuck knows what's swimming around us, but it's kind of exciting and it's a good time. Beautiful day. Somebody I love having fun. A little bit later, the next stage came in, and that's the no bueno. Shit was starting to just feel kind of wrong. You know, the waves were big. We couldn't get through the break because every time we got into the death zone there, we had to dive to the ocean floor, wait for the wave to pass us, then jump back up. And the waves were just stacked close enough that it was just, we're getting our ass handed to us like a washing machine. And Kate was starting to get tired. So we're hanging out a little bit more. Shit's not doing too well. And the waves just keep coming. And we hit the final stage, which is the fuck this stage. Like, this is the point where I'm like, all right, this could be the day that Kate gets smoked. And this could be the day that I'll get smoked because I'm not going to leave her and, you know, go down with the ship. But, you know, just like, who knows? No one may fucking get out of here alive. Kind of a bad situation. And then suddenly, you know, the waves stopped. Tide equalized or whatever it was. Sea went relatively flat. We got the shore. Obviously, all is good because I'm talking to you right now. But the irony of the situation is that a rip current is easily escaped. All you gotta do is swim parallel to shore, pop out the side of it, and you're good to go. They're super, super narrow. But in our, arrogance, just confidence in the water, you know, we just fucked around it. We weren't really worried about the ramifications of not escaping it. We saw the warning signs, but we're just like, we got nothing to do today. Let's stick around in the ocean. And before you know it, we're kind of over our heads. So the point of the story is that we do this to ourselves constantly, both in business and in personal life. You know, and you know, if you see yourself, you feel yourself starting to go sideways, going down a negative mindset road, or a job or something just doesn't feel right when you're entering it or even going through it, you have an escape. Just swim to the side, call a timeout, and reevaluate the situation. And in our new battleground group, there's been about 3 great examples of people doing just that, which I wanted to share. The first was our What to Charge worksheet. Really forces people to analyze their overhead, their labor costs, and ultimately what they're charging per hour. And without fail, it's scaring the shit out of people with the real number they need to charge. But those guys, once they see it on paper, you can't deny it anymore. So they're making changes. They're changing their labor rates. They're renegotiating bids that are in process right now, that type of thing. So saving themselves. The second way is just kind of wellness. Lots of people are launching off on, you know, 75 hard. One dude's doing 75 hard for the year. He's a complete maniac. Other people are quitting drinking, doing whatever. Mental health, physical health, all good stuff. People just kind of drawing the line in the sand, saying, fuck it. I'm going to change the way I'm living my life. So, and the final one was something we preach about all the time. Partnerships are super tough. really difficult to have common goals, common vision, common values. Not impossible, but difficult. And one of our members was trying to work through a partnership and just made that realization early on when they're trying to finalize this stuff, that he was setting himself up for a world of hurt that was never going to work out. They had fundamental differences. He was lying to himself about the compatibility, whatever, and made the call, had the tough conversation, and ended it. So with that, I will leave you. I challenge all of you to take a look at your business, maybe your life. Look at some way you see that you're getting sucked down a predictable path that you don't want to be on. Swim to the side and sort that shit out. See you next week on Friday Fails.